Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for being with me. Little Donovan bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you'll find a lot of things there you can that will help you with your business, whatever's on your mind. Well, you got a challenge, you got an opportunity, you're trying to start a business, grow one, or get rid of one. We've got something there that will help you at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you can things you can read, you can listen to, you can watch, et cetera, et cetera. Mike Eifley is our guest, our new friend. He's the CEO of Vindio, and I'm going to get Mike to tell us about Vindio, what they do. Mike, go ahead.
Sure. Thanks, Jim. So Vindio started in 1998-99, really as an online message center where various online merchants could congregate and talk really about the online economy, and of course this was very early in the days of e-commerce. And through listening to the needs of merchants, we've built a suite of applications that enable merchants to sell more effectively online. That was the time people thought you could build a website and people would start coming to it. And we recognized pretty early that a lot of shoppers were congregating at places like eBay and Amazon and of course, searching through Google, and really built a business that was intended to have a one-stop place that you could get your products online, available for sale, and then promoted through all of those other online channels where shoppers were already congregating. So
when I do a Google search for something and I click on a link, and it takes me to a place where I've got a bunch of different sites that offer what I'm looking for. Have I used your service?
You've probably found one of our buyers or one of our sellers at one point,
right.
along that path.
So probably somebody that you did business with was pulled into there as one of the arrays of offerings.
That's exactly right.
Okay,
so,
all right.
You didn't
create what I'm looking at, but you created one of those for at least one of those people to be there.
That's right. We helped one of those merchants get that offer in front of you.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Okay. And so go ahead.
Yeah, so it's a one-stop shop for a place for your inventory, your e-commerce storefront, so people can find your items, as well as be able to publish those to eBay and Amazon and all of various places that you would be searching for various products.
So if I sell something, whatever it might sell, if it's soap or if I have whatever it might be, custom golf clubs or whatever, I can sign up with you guys and you'll make sure that wherever people are clicking to look to buy whatever I sell, that I show up in the array.
That's exactly right. And then we'll also help you through the process of fulfilling that sale and managing that customer relationship from that day forward as well.
Right. So, of course, I guess you plug
dashboard.
In. You plug in. Does that include the payment options, PayPal,
that's
et cetera?
That's correct.
Yeah.
PayPal as well as many merchant accounts are accessible through the system.
And, of course, you take a fee for
shopping cart. Yes, there is a separate fee for payments, as always, with PayPal and various payment providers.
Right, but you also have a fee for helping people get into these positions where customers are.
That's right. We obviously have a team that helps the various customers that we have and the various merchants, and to pay for that team, we obviously have a fee for our services
Of course,
that,
of course. Well, the reason I say that is sometimes, that's your business model. Some business models, they offer free things, but you also give up something because of that. It's ad-based, that kind of thing. I just want to make sure tell people. So how, if they want to do business with you, they would go to your website and look around, and then is there somebody there they can chat with?
Yeah, there's both the ability to get started right away with a risk-free trial and learn about the service, and of course our support team is standing by. And we also have a sales number on the site as well if they want to talk to us first and understand more about what it is that we do.
Are there other people doing this besides you guys?
Well, there are obviously a lot of folks online that'll help you get a website started. There are some that are strictly in the marketing model and being able to distribute products.
But in terms of doing what you do, getting people positioned the way you do, do you have a competitor? I'm not asking you don't have to tell me who they are. Here's what I like to do. I like having people like you tell us about the services available. And obviously, if we didn't think you were a good organization, you wouldn't be here. But I just say, okay, folks, start with Vindio. Look around and see what's out there. Make sure you find the people who fit you the best.
That's right. And we all have competitors, of course. And I think the interesting place that we fit in that landscape is that the majority of our competitors tend to be priced at a much higher level and are really targeting a larger business. We are unique, I think, in that we provide this breadth of service as it relates to multi-channel selling, but we do it at a price that we think is affordable to pretty much anybody from a single-person shop up to those that have many employees.
That's what I'm looking for, that unique position. Do you think, quickly, I'm going to change horses a second, do you think that we'll be paying sales tax on Internet purchases soon?
I think you'll definitely be paying sales taxes on Internet purchases from a lot of the largest competitors or the largest online sites, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think we see Amazon making a lot of headway in their negotiations with all of the states. Be able to collect and pay state tax. So I think you'll see that continue to roll out.
Could this wind up being an advantage for small companies if they hold out as long as they can?
Well, I think they're always going to have to weigh the pros and cons of that. I think they do have some advantages in that they don't have a physical presence in every state.
Right.
And with Nexus, that means they don't have to charge taxes in each of the states.
This will be an interesting development. Mike, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day?
I will always come back.
Thank you for being here. We'll get you back another day. Mike Eifley, folks, with Vindio, Vindio.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.